Welcome to the Nurture Hub Pregnancy and Birth Podcast with your hosts, Shari Lyon and Nicola Lay.
Together, we bring over 30 years of experience in working with women and partners through education, breathing, mindfulness, and evidence-based information, and nurturing you through this transformation into motherhood.
Join us on this journey as we connect with women and partners, mentoring, supporting, and navigating the ups and downs of becoming parents.
Welcome to episode 16, where myself, Nicola Lay, and Shari Lyon are talking all about breath work. Now, some of you may know already, but I am a breath worker, and this is my sole purpose. This is my passion and my mission in life. I get to breathe with hundreds of women every single week all over the world, but working with pregnancy and birth is a personal passion of mine and Shari's. We educate women on how to harness their breath and use breath techniques in their birth and beyond. And what I love most about this episode is that we also get to share how breath was such a big part of our own birthing of our own babies. But also in this episode, I get to help you understand the importance of breath and how it can be a game changer in your life, in your pregnancy, and in your birth and beyond into breastfeeding and having children. So sit back, enjoy this episode. Breath work is your friend when you know how to harness this work and know how to bring yourself into a calm breath. You will change everything in your life. So enjoy every moment and take a big breath.
Let's talk about breathing. Yes. Probably, and I, just from my own experiences, and I'm sure you can vouch for this as well, Nicola, that learning how to breathe for birth was honestly the best gift, thing, technique that I did for myself. And that's where I want to actually interview you, Nicola, on the importance of breathing. And you, as a breath coach, you help so many women and partners prepare during pregnancy through the breath for birth and for parenting, because like breath is life.
100%. I think for me, the time that I knew that I needed to find a breath that worked for birth was when I did my hypnobirthing back, 8.5 years ago now. And I remember coming out of the hypnobirthing, weekend. And I just remember thinking, there wasn't enough about breath. I don't know how to breathe for this. And I guess to me, I was slightly controlled with this because I was already doing clinical breathing for rehabilitation and pain and so on. So I wanted to investigate it more. And I remember just searching and searching and searching, going, but I want to hear the breath. What does it sound like? What does it feel like? How am I going to change it? How am I going to, like, I wanted to feel my breath was going to birth my baby, not just, you know, me doing a certain combination of breathing. I remember that, you know, she was a great practitioner that I did my work with, but I don't think she really understood the breath work either. And I kept saying to her, but how am I going to breathe out for like 9 or 10 breaths if I can't, you know, if that doesn't happen? What if I'm in pain and I can't breathe out? Or what if I lose my breath? And I think she wasn't able to understand it. So I kind of surrendered to that and thought, right, I'm on my own journey now. I'm going to do it. So I found a beautiful yoga friend, and I asked her to spend a few hours with me and investigate yoga breathing. So we did all this amazing breath work. And I remember just thinking to myself, that's it. That feels good. And it was a deep, like almost this primal noise in the breath that I thought, I can imagine my baby descending with this breath. I can imagine that that breath is powerful enough to bring this baby down and through my pelvic floor. And I remember feeling so excited doing this breath work that day. And then obviously I took it into my birth, which was, you know, if you listen to back to the one of the beginning episodes, I talk about that birth. It was very long. I was 42 plus 4 days. It was an induced birth, which now, you know, I realize a very different idea I could have done in that birth But anyway, hindsight's another thing. But breathing her the whole way through that induction, I didn't have any pain relief. And it was uncomfortable, as inductions are. And it was me meeting each contraction, you know, with the breath, moving and feeling the breath that worked. And I realized that there is, you know, you have to pick up the breath and meet and match that each surge that comes through. And I remember the doctors and the obstetricians all coming in and looking and going, she's totally got this, she's breathing this. You know, you get to like 24 hours on, it becomes really hard work. And I remember them having to give me many different, you know, internals to check where we were at. And I had to use different breath then, a different kind of sensation. But ultimately,
it was your focus.
It was my focus. Yes. That's right. And yeah, learning to listen to my body and what it was doing, what it needed. And I remember I came out of that birth thinking, amazing, I've had a baby girl, but oh my gosh, like the breath was my savior.
Yes.
And it wasn't about affirmations for me, because it was way too intense for that. It was about me learning to handle my breathing in each moment of each surge, each internal. And then in the C-section, the anaesthetist saying, that breath work that you're doing is amazing. What is that? And I'm just like, I don't know. This is intuitive for me right now. I will think about that. And I remember in my post, you know, back on the ward, holding my baby, breathing and breastfeeding for the first time because it was a bit uncomfortable. And then I wanted to get a notepad and write down all the breath that I'd done, because I was kind of like, wow, I found my breath in this birth. I found the power of this breath.
I think I really, because we did the same hypnobirthing course 9 years ago. It's a different program to what I now teach. And I agree, like the breath that I was taught back for my son Harley, I don't teach it that way now. I did use the breath, but in some ways I was breathing to breathe, but I wasn't breathing for a purpose into my body. Yes. And using it also as an energy and a power and connecting the breath with my body. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so that's where from my first to my second birth, I feel I did also kind of go, I need to learn more. I need to understand more. And to be honest, it was actually from one of the birth videos that I actually watched. And yes, I was, and because I'm very much a visual learner as well. And I saw this mum and I could hear the energy in the breath when she was having her surge, and she was directing the breath down through the body, kind of like she was helping nudge her baby down. And that for me was a real like, okay, I'm understanding this a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because the way that I was taught, it was like, you need to count into 20 and count out to 20. And I was like, I can't even count in. I can't breathe into 20.
No.
And same when I was pushing, I was like, I need to breathe him down, but I actually wasn't pushing with the breath.
Yes.
The way that I now teach, because I teach the Hypnobirthing Australia program, but I now even teach the breath. I think every practitioner has their own way, and I think it's through personal experience. Like for me, I also teach the breath from a place of what worked for me, but I, within my classes, really get my couples experiencing the breath, and to the point where like you have to, it's not enough to know, it's time to know how.
Yes.
You know, and knowledge is for the mind, but experience for the body. So if you are learning to breathe, don't just watch a video, you need to experiment and experience the breath within the body and the power of breath. I believe
that too,
within yourself, because the difference of the breath that I now teach, like when I'm in my classes as well, is very much I want to hear the breath of the women, and I can tell the difference, and you would be the same as being a breathing coach, of a woman who, if I don't hear that I don't know,
the wave of the breath.
Yeah. I then have to kind of say, no, this is like, listen to your own breath. And especially for pushing now, I actually get my mums to blow their nose whilst in class so they can feel the power of energy with the breath to connect into the body. I think I'm the only practitioner that does that. But for me, it made sense of being like, when we blow our nose, you can feel the abdominal muscles activate. You can feel the pelvic floor even
opening, releasing, letting go. Yeah. I think ultimately, though, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, that's all great, but I'm actually really even struggling to get a breath. Yes. You're not alone, because even without pregnancy, I also teach breath work for hundreds of women. And the common thread for any person, pregnant or not, is, are you even breathing at all? Mm. Are you holding your breath? Do you catch yourself having, God, I don't even think I was breathing then? Or do you find that you're shallow breathing? I don't even know the statistics exactly, but I think it's like 75% of people are not breathing well at all, if at all. And they're causing anxiety, because if you, even experimenting now, just sitting and just even just take yourself a breath in and then a breath out. And then just feel in your body, where is that breath? Is it up near the top of my collarbones? Or am I moving up and down vertically when I breathe? Or have I been doing yoga and I actually know how to bring my breath down into my body? Just even practicing that now, you can change how you breathe by taking your hands to your ribs, or if you've got a baby bump, take your hands to your baby and just try and direct the breath down away from your collarbones and into your body is going to change how you breathe in this moment. And when we learn to change how we breathe, we then can access a deeper, more powerful breath. We can learn to work with our diaphragm and all of the things that sort of is the composition, is the orchestra of our breath. And the diaphragm, which unfortunately in pregnancy gets very squashed, hence the feeling of not being able to get a breath mixed with a cocktail of hormones causes a breathlessness at different stages of pregnancy. So if you're struggling to breathe, just try and sit down, find your ribs and see if you can just breathe into the sides of your ribs, into the back of your ribs, and change how you're breathing just by noticing it. And then the other amazing thing that you can start doing just to even bring awareness is to breath in, sigh out. Start using a noise. As so many women that I've been teaching for the last 5 years that don't even like listening to themselves make a noise. No. You know? Yes. They're frightened to sound
vulnerable. It's like it's like if you make a sound, it's a form of vulnerability or sound, or like a pleasure sound is linked
to sex or something a bit dirty, and it's a beautiful
release
feedback for your body to go you know, feeling the shoulders drop, feeling your body connecting. It feels really soothing. It soothes the nervous system. And the beautiful thing about breathing, which is super vital for birthing, is we want to be in our parasympathetic nervous system. We want to stay out of the fight and flight. So imagine you're going into your birth, you're shallow breathing, you're fighting the dinosaur reaction, you know, that, oh, I'm so in fear, I'm shallow breathing, I'm holding my breath, that is not conducive to opening and releasing the body. Mm. When we take a beautiful breath in and a big release breath out, our body is opening, our body is releasing, our sympathetic nervous system is being soothed and calmed. We are heading into our beautiful rest and digest. And in birth, we need to be able to activate the adrenals to help to bring the baby into the world, but with calm, with pleasure, with softness. And you can access that in the right breath work.
Mm.
And you would have seen that in your classes, right?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that I hear from mum, and you know, we hear it all the time, it's about control. And then when we want to control, and then things, because birth, there is very much a lot of things when it comes to pregnancy, birth, that is outside of our control. But what we can control is our breath, and we can control the mindset. it takes time, but it's also learning how. And that for me is, you know, I kind of say to my parents, if you only take away one technique that I'm teaching you, please let it be the breath.
Yes.
Because this technique, these techniques, they're not just for birth. This is a life lesson. Mm. And it's something that I definitely learned. And that's where even how we connected. And I think that's why we connected so well, was that, you know, what I teach, then when our the mums then go along and work with you, it's the practice, and that's just that more connecting in and understanding. And it's amazing how, until someone asks you like, how are you breathing, and you realize, you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm actually like really out of breath and shortness of breath, and your body's out of homeostasis, and all of, you know, it's going really fast, but how quickly you can bring yourself back into a totally different state within the nervous system through even just three breaths.
Yes. Just that simple inhale, exhale.
Makes me want to breathe.
Inhale, relax. Even just saying to yourself, I am calm, breath in, calm out on the exhale. It can change anybody. You don't need to be pregnant to do. Like, the breathing is life. Breathing is all of us. And I think even in your children, so when you breathe and you start to learn how to breathe, when you have your baby's earth side and you're holding them, they've been listening to that breath the whole of the 9 months. Imagine, they want to hear that soft breath. They want to feel that breath that they've been soothed by for so long. So using the breath while you're holding them, breastfeeding them, dropping your shoulders, using the breath to engage and connect with your baby, they feel safe, they feel secure. You'll probably find that your babies are calmer when you use a breath. And I used to take a postnatal mums and bubs class for Pilates years ago. And the babies or mums would come in frantic because they've had a rush. They're trying to get in the car. The baby's crying, and they all turn up feeling anxious because they're on a trip out maybe for the first or second time. And we just sit in a circle, pull our babies in, use the breath. And 9 times out of 10, that baby sinks into a beautiful oxytocin state, feeling this beautiful release. A mom is relaxed, a baby is relaxed, and then everyone can then start moving.
I think that it teaches you to become present in the moment as well. And we're all guilty of this. I am, like, hugely, you know, with 2 children, a business, running a home, it is always rush, rush, rush. And honestly, I need to take this advice even more. I teach this. I need to start taking this advice more and actually bringing in more of, I think, a breath practice into my life. We were talking about this morning because, you know, life can be hectic. It can be exhausting, but it's just taking even 5 minutes. And when I heard how do you incorporate breath into your life?
So for me, in every moment, I think for me, just even when I wake up in the morning, you know, you might catch yourself with the alarm going off, or for me, it might be my 5-year-old donking me on the head going, I want my breakfast. And then they kind of have got to the idea now that mummy gets up, I do a breath work of just even sighing, or I might just take 4 breaths in, 4 breaths out, and then a big sigh. So I'm doing like a cycle of 5 breaths, and I just continue that all the way to either the shower or to the kettle. I might make myself something. And then they are now old enough, 5 and 8, to know that this is 15 minutes of mum time. So I set the timer upstairs. I come into my room and I do, you know, a breath work on a timer with some music, like 3 or 2 tracks of music, and I just lay and breathe and just feel myself just letting go. And if I don't have time for that, even just 2 minutes, and then I just sit and give myself the ritual of just allowing myself to be in the moment, asking my body, what do I need today? Breathing that and understanding what I need. And if I need to slow down, then I need to recognize that. If I'm having a day where I'm really tired, breathing that and understanding, what could I do differently today? But the breath work gives you clarity, and how we breathe is how we live. So imagine if you're walking around hardly breathing at all. What kind of state are you putting yourself in for your whole day? You know, honestly, and you can change your state of mind in one breath. So imagine your day starts really wrong and you kick your toe and the toast gets burnt and the kids are screaming, or, you know, things are just going wrong. Just take a breath, soften yourself down. and just ask yourself, what do I need to do right now for me in this moment? How can I change what I'm doing? What do I need to do to move forward? And using the breath adds clarity. It brings softness. It allows your body just to soften in that moment. And it's kind of like, for me, it's a self-soothing device. I've been, you know, very conscious in the breath for many years. And I'm not saying I'm zen. I'm far from it. I'm actually a control freak. I work very hard to not do my lists. But when I find myself getting into the overthinking mind, the anxious mind, I just say to myself, all right, we need to just take five. And just doing a breath, you know, box breathing in for four, hold for four, out for four, hold for four. Doing five in, five out, you know, just even just a simple breath in, sigh out, you know, learning how to use your breath in the moment can change everything.
Absolutely. So for pregnancy, it can really help just stay like what, reducing anxiety.
100%. So if you know that you've got anxiety in your pregnancy and it's a really growing concern, in the health industry, that there is a lot of pregnancy anxiety at the moment. A lot of women overthinking, in fear, especially where we're at the moment with everything that the world is going through. It's hard not to be in that state. But deciding what is your triggers, is it being on social media? Turn it off. Is it listening to the news? Just educate yourself enough where you know that you're ready to hear what's coming. But don't step into what makes you anxious. Step out. We did a great podcast with Amanda, the wellness anxiety. What's she? Wellness anxiety queen, isn't she? Yeah, she's amazing. So she talks about anxiety for pregnancy. But using your breath to just soften everything, you know. Sometimes I've heard people saying that even the thought of bringing a conscious breath brings them anxiety. But if you're experiencing that, what is that? Just breathe and ask yourself, what is it that's giving me this anxiety? Because it isn't the breath usually. It will be something. And when you breathe, you start to actually notice that there is something else there. There's something underlining. And the breath, you're avoiding the breath because it's going to bring it to the light. It's going to bring it to the head. So without going deeper into that, we can do a different podcast. It's just often our breath, if you're doing the shallow breath and you're not breathing very well, that is where you're bringing anxiety into your body. So just start by doing the exercise that we did at the start of this, where you sit down, find a deeper breath in your body, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And some of you might have sinus issues or asthma, and just find a softer breath. Just allow yourself to just breathe. And if you are a mouth breather, go and see your doctor and they can send you to a sleep apnea, you know, school. They can have a look to see if you have got issues with your, you know, your sinuses, your nasal passages, and help you. Because often these things come in life, you know, through whatever happens to us that can stop us from breathing right, you know, properly. And, you know, if you notice it in your children, most children are born breathing perfectly, absolutely perfectly. In and out of the nose is what we're meant to breathe as human beings. So just notice if your baby or a child's got their mouth open all the time, go see someone, go get it checked out. Because they will then start to feel more anxious as they get older. It's an actual scientific thing. Like, we can bring in anxiety by incorrect breathing. But that's a whole nother topic. But in pregnancy, just allowing the breath to come deeper. Breathe into your baby. Take the moment. Soften the breath. And do the education around the breath in your pregnancy, because your breath is absolutely your main tool in the birth.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And the births that I have attended, one of my first births I ever attended, which was the most amazing kind of like, I suppose, initiation into working with pregnancy, was my best friend in the UK. She was having her first baby. And I was there doing some therapy work for her, and she said, and the birth started. It was fast and furious. And she said to me, I haven't done any classes. I didn't even go for my hospital antenatal classes. How do I breathe? And I'm looking at her thinking, well, I have no idea. And I just kept looking at her going, all right, how about we try this breath or do this? And she was like, that's working, that's working. And in the next contraction, that's not working this time. And she was my learn. I remember watching her breathe this baby out, and she had done zero training for it. But however, she had me with her, and she had a lot of support around her, and we're all on her. We were all cheerleading her. But I feel that if you do notice that your breath is shallow, start the work now. Start it now. You know, at the end of this podcast, I'll put the meditation track link for you. The five in, the five out. That's a good way to start. Just trying it, trying to bring the breath in. And then, you know, start investigating what education is going to work for you. Start looking at what breath work, what, how you can incorporate that into your birth. Look at the Hypnobirthing Australia, you know, program. Contact Shari. Do the work. It is your moment to breathe your baby out is so just the most amazing. Even if you are in a C-section situation where you don't have a choice and you know you've got a C-section coming, or you are deciding to have an elective C-section, that is something that I learned with my second baby. I didn't have a choice. I actually did have to have an elective C-section because I was actually very unwell. And I laid in on that table ready for my C-section, and I got all of the practitioners in the room, all of the surgeon, the registrar, we all did a 60-minute breath, conscious breath, positive affirmation for my birth. And that was because I knew I wanted to have a VBAC and I couldn't. And I remember the registrar saying to me, I've never done that before. That was amazing. And I just said, I need everyone to be consciously in the moment with this birth. You know, I'm not feeling very well, and I just want everyone to just bring this baby into the world with the breath. And I breathed the whole way through that C-section. I was much calmer because of that. Yeah. And, you know, you can use your breath in your, you know, all of your experiences, especially breastfeeding, dropping the shoulders, using your breath to bring all the moments together. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hands down the best technique I ever used. And if you haven't already, you can actually go and watch my birth video, my home birth video, and you see me using the breath. And it honestly, like, that was my focus. And that's what the hypno part of hypnobirthing is. Don't think it's hippie or woo-woo. No, all it means is it's how you can bring yourself into that point of focus. And we're all different in what we like in our, you know, when it comes to our different senses and things like that. But for me, it honestly was the breath. And with every contraction or surge that I had, I actually had the mantra of long, slow breath, draw the breath up, and I'd feel my body rise, and then I'd release, and I'd say to myself, release, surrender, let go.
Yes.
With every single contraction, that was my mantra. My mantra was reminding myself to breathe, and that I shared this with my husband, and I said to him, if you see that I'm not breathing, I need you to bring me into the focus of my breath. And there was one point for my first birth where I was going through transition, and I was like, I can't do this. This is too much. I was getting hot, cold, nauseous, shaking. It was very overwhelming, which are all normal signs of transition. But when you're in it, you don't really realize that. And if it wasn't for my husband, because the midwife's like, I'll go get you something. We'll get you I think it was morphine she was talking about. And my husband was shooing her away saying, no, no, no. And he came in close and he's like, babe, let's just focus on your breath. And he counted through my breathing. He goes, let's just do another 5 minutes. And he literally was counting me through my breath. And if he hadn't have done that, I probably would have lost it. And I would have, because he brought me out of my own mind and gave me a positive focus. And this is why having your birth partner involved with education, or at least if you are practicing the breath yourself, explain this to him and say, like, I or her, whoever it is that you choose to be in your birth space, that's how they can help you and be that birth partner for you.
Absolutely. The breath coach in that moment.
Yeah. And there are I'm sure that there are breath coaches all around the world, but if you do want to learn from Nicola and I, we both offer both of our services online. You can learn the whole Positive Birth program through live online webinar training, which is a 12-hour program. I go into the breath and I use the breath as well. I'm very much an advocate for the breath. I do teach from a place that I have done it myself, but then I've also worked with Nicola, but then also go and work with Nicola after for the practice, because it's accountability, I think, too.
I think for me, the workshops that I do, which I feel just work so hand in hand with hypnobirthing and with Shari's work, is that I take a couple through like a 3-hour, like, let's talk about the breath. Let's discover our breath. Let's breathe together. Let's use the movement and the breath together. And really, and I also do put everybody through an uncomfortable practice, which then makes them do the breath and sees what comes up when you're feeling uncomfortable. And we, you know, I'm not going to go into that because it's kind of one of those little magic moments inside the course that I teach. But it's just, you know, if anybody knows that they don't want to be part of a you know, live workshop with me, I do breath coaching and pregnancy coaching, getting you ready, using your breath, helping you to release fear with the breath, understanding what to do with it, how to use it in all the moments. So, yeah.
And even post-birth.
Like, oh, yeah.
if you have or do or experience any trauma, Nicola can definitely
help with that as well.
So we are here to help. We want to share this information. Every single woman deserves to have this information.
They do.
And it's honestly life-changing. I know it was for me.
And me. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
We hope this episode has helped you on your own journey. We would love it if you can subscribe and leave a review and help us to spread the word of positive pregnancy and birth.
We would like to personally invite you to join our Nurture Hub online community, where you can connect with other women and be mentored by us one-on-one in one of our future episodes. It's so important to feel connected and nurtured through this time, and we would love to support you.
Thanks for listening.